Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're continuing our conversation with author Mariah Hagel. She's written a wonderful new book called Alignment, God's Will or Mine. And it's an in-depth study on the Book of James, 48-day devotionals. They're only 2 to 3 pages long, just something that there's no excuse to not taking time. We got all five minutes to read these and grow in our walk with Jesus. And the thing I also like yesterday she shared is there's an application at each chapter and just or each devotional, should I say. And I would encourage you to, you know, like she said, not just to read the word and learn, but to apply it. So this book's just got a lot of good blessings for you. Mariah is from and talked to us today from Wetumpka, Alabama. So having lived in Huntsville, Alabama several years ago, Alabama's a special place in my heart. Mariah, yesterday we hit on a couple of days, but I'd like to jump in here and let you share about it. Was hard to narrow it down because there were so many good ones, but let's look at day 11, aligned with Christ in service. James chapter 1 verse 22, you base it off of this verse, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. What were you trying to convey in this devotional?
Thank you, Greg. In day 11, so aligned with Christ in service, a common thread for the book of James is to be doers and not hearers only. And as we talked about yesterday, being aligned with God and obeying God is so essential to our walk with Him. And for today, the day 11, I wanted to help get that across. So the story that we share in the very first part of that day is one when I was a kid, we would ride our bikes up and down an old rock driveway. And when we would hear the rocks begin to crackle at the top of the hill, the oldest one would shout out, off the road, because it was a matter of potential life and death for we younger ones. Same thing when we would go play in the creek. Mom would whistle, and that meant get back up on the big rock right now. There's a snake in the water. And so I picked that story to give the hearers and the readers a picture of life and death, because that's sort of what it is with walking with God. We get into the habit of going, okay, God's not going to be that harsh with me. It's not really a matter of life and death, but some days it is. So I wanted to get the urgency of obeying God when He calls us to do something, and He wants us to be serving. So throughout the day 11, we give Him the story of the two sons. It's a parable that Jesus told. One's told to go work in the fields. They're both actually told to go work in the fields. The first one responds, nope, not going to do it, Dad. The second one responds, sure, Dad. Unfortunately, the one with the positive response never did it. But the one with the negative response is the one that does do it. And I use this story because I love this story, as crazy as it sounds, because I'm often the first one that says, God, I really don't want to do it. But then He convicts and He works, and we go and we do it. And I find hope that He can restore my bad attitude. But I tell that story as well because I want to allow everybody to see that just saying yes, sir, is not enough. We have to actually do what He has asked us to do. And so I have one quote in day 11 that I absolutely love, and it says, do we love Jesus enough to listen to Him, or do we just want to hear Him so we can decide if we're going to obey Him or not? And that one still kicks me, because sometimes I just want to know what He wants so I can decide if I'm really comfortable enough doing that. And that is not how we are to approach the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Savior who loves us. We are supposed to love Him in return and want to serve Him. So it's bringing in the hearing and the doing and putting it together as one. And I want them to see the essentialness of it and to see a heart check for ourselves in going, okay, am I doing it? The application for that day is to take the small steps and begin being obedient in the small things. I remember when I was little, I would say often, I'm good at obeying God when it's really important and it's the big things. It's the small ones that I mess up in. And that's not what God wants. He who is trusted with little, then they will be trusted with much. So if we want to be trusted with much from God, then we have got to align ourselves even in the little things.
Amen. Such a good word there. I think I know that there's somebody listening today, whether it's live on the radio and or on the podcast, that you know you're wondering why God has not opened a door that you've been praying for or giving you this blessing that you feel like is just right there for you, and you don't know why. But I think what Mariah's hitting on there, it's the little things. And mm-hmm. when we don't take care of the little things, I think the Lord's like, you know, and it's biblical, says that, you know, I can't trust you with more. And sometimes that's painful to learn, but when I've been faithful in the little things, it's been true. God has entrusted me with more. Have you found that to be true, Mariah?
Yes, I have multiple times. This book is an example.
Absolutely. Well, I love that application part at the end of each chapter. So hard to narrow it down, but let's look at day 29 as one of your devotionals here. If you just tune in, we're talking with Mariah Hagel, author of a wonderful new book called Alignment, God's Will or Mine, an in-depth study of the book of James. She's broken down into 48 nuggets, little devotionals that taking just a verse and applying it with God's word and personal story. She also lists the references in that last devotion on day 11. She just shared, had four different scriptures in it, yet she cited those, and yet the devotional itself was only 2.5 pages. So if you're looking something good for your quiet time this spring, would really, really encourage you to get a copy of this book. But day 29, The Watchman, When to Fight and When to Be at Peace. You base that off of James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Mariah, what were you trying to share in this devotional?
What I was trying to share is, first off, that verse astounds me. Because when we see that wisdom is peaceable, gentle, and willing to yield, that willing to yield always gets me. Because when you're wise, you would think that you don't need to back down because you know what's right. But I wanted to take that part of it and show the beauty and also show the release. Because when we are walking through something difficult, or when we see someone going one way and we know that they should be going the other, we want to just scream at them and tell them how they're supposed to be walking and make them do it, but we can't. That's not our job. So the title, The Watchman, When to Fight and When to Be at Peace, it comes from the idea of the watchman in the Bible. And it talks about the watchman's job is to sound the alarm. Because if he doesn't sound the alarm, then the death of the people will be on his head. But if he sounds the alarm and the people decide not to obey, then their blood is on their own head and he is free. And so sometimes we have a hard time relenting or yielding, as James puts it, when we know we're right, when we want to prove our point. And that's not what God asks us to do. God asks us to come alongside people, to warn them when we see that they are in trouble or struggling, and then to leave it in God's hands. And so I take us through a story of my dad calming me down because I would get frustrated. And one of the things I love about my dad is when he is only 1% wrong, he will still take credit for being 100% wrong, in order to establish peace and in order to fix the problem. He takes responsibility for it all. And he doesn't have to. Percentage-wise, he doesn't have to, and he still does. And that is what a wise person does. A wise person sees that there is a better outcome and a more peaceful way to get to it than to stand our ground fighting tooth and nail over words and over things that are not salvation issues. Now, if there's a salvation issue, fight for it. But if it's a non-salvation issue, let it go. And I'm trying to help them do that because I'm bad at that. I've always been a little bit more of a feisty, fight every single battle that came my way. In fact, the very first sentence in day 29 is pick your battles. I cannot tell you how many times I was told that as a little girl. And so I'm trying to get them the idea to establish that they are the watchmen and their job is to be aligned with God, to do their job, and to let it go and be peaceful and just realize that you are right with God where you are standing. And the application for that day is to avoid word fights. Avoid fighting over the small things. Pick your battles.
Well, you're so wise there on things you shared there. And, you know, we get into those word fights and, you know, when people, we say we're sorry, but, and, you know, people can forgive us, but sometimes it's hard to forget those words and they're spoken especially out of emotion and hurt. So it's just really important to really value our words. And obviously in Proverbs, it talks about the power of life and death is in the tongue. And so is that something you've learned as you were going through this book of James and writing these 48 devotionals?
Yes, the power of life and death is definitely in the tongue. And that is one thing that had to be curbed. It was also more the releasing it, because in order to curb my tongue, I had to learn how to let go of it in my own heart and go, okay, Lord, I've said what I needed to say, and I trust you with the outcome, because I wasn't good at that. But yes, it's definitely curbing words, and I found that putting into the perspective of being a watchman is one way that helped me curb that.
Well, unfortunately, we've only got about a minute and a half left, Mariah, but what is a lesson that God taught you through writing this book on James?
Oh, wow. To trust him. To trust him with my future enough to let go of the right now. There's a small story in there about a little pink Precious Moment Bible that I wanted, and my mom told me if I waited, there was a Bible waiting for me with my name on it. But I chose not to wait. And I cannot tell you how that story, when I reread this to go over and edit it, how that story convicted me right now. And that was a 10-year-old me. So it's to choose what God has for me over what I want. That was one of the biggest lessons I learned from it.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you get a copy of this book, you're going to learn a lot about God's Word. You're going to laugh at some of the stories. You're going to be encouraged. You're going to be challenged. And like I said, if you're looking for a good devotional book to read this spring, we really encourage you to pick it up. She just really breaks down the book of James. And on top of that, has an application at the end of each devotional. So make sure you get a copy of Alignment, God's Will or Mine by Mariah Hagel. That's H-A-G-E-L. And we'll have all her contact information along with the podcast. But Mariah, if somebody's like, you know what, man, they've been listening the past 2 days. They want to get a copy of this book. What's the best way to do that?
Well, you can get a copy on my website. It's very simple. It is hagelbooks.com. So that's H-A-G-E-L-B-O-O-K-S.com. Or you can actually find it on Amazon as well.
Well, that is simple enough. I hope our listeners will take advantage of that. And maybe a fun thing would be even to do it with somebody, maybe get a couple copies and not do it by yourself. But Mariah, thanks so much for being with us from Alabama today. What a blessing it's been.
Thank you, Greg. It's been a pleasure.
All right. For Mariah Hagel, author of Alignment, God's Will or Mine, I'm Greg Horn. I hope that you will join us again next time on Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Did you know that Hope is Here is also available on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? You can find all of these at Hope is Here Lex. Also, check out the daily 1-minute Cup of Hope, available on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, that helps you keep your cup hopeful. To find out more information, go to our website, www.hopeishere.today.org. That's www.hopeishere.today.org.